Welcome to the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hadrar, marketing consultant for female founders and creator of the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. I've helped dozens of women grow and scale their businesses from six to seven figures and beyond, helping founders like you to implement my proven growth system that focuses on brand communication, marketing strategy, building your lean team, and leadership. On this podcast, we talk all about what it takes to get to the next level in marketing and in life, focusing on practical, tactical advice that will help you grow your business and explode your revenue. Are you ready to learn? Let's dive in.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you are here joining me for another episode of the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. I don't know about you, but I have felt like this past couple months, or maybe even like the past half of the year previous, had just felt like really painful, just like walking through mud. And I don't know if you can resonate with this, but I feel like as my business has grown and I've had more success, that there just seems to be a lot of resistance. And I'm not sure if it's my own resistance or like the universe's resistance, but I know that when it's time to up level and when things start to work, it's great and it's really exciting. But I feel like I've been in this space where new challenges have come up, and it seems like there has not been a moment where there's not something that I'm really pushing and pulling and twisting and shoving to bring to life and sort of to get out the door. And part of it is, I think all of it is just part of the entrepreneurial journey. And if you feel these moments of resistance, I think it's an indicator that you are growing and that you're actually on the right path. And for me, and again, like I'm curious if you can resonate with this, it's been like sort of ebbing and flowing. And before this whole season started, there was definitely a good chunk of time where things felt really peaceful and I felt very strong and at peace and confident. But the last 6, or I would even say 8 months, have been a real growth time for me. And with that, it's been nights of worry and anxiety, and then moments of feeling like, okay, I've got this covered. Like I feel on top of everything. But that seems to change week over week, right? Moments where I feel like, yeah, I've got this, to moments where I feel like I don't have any of this. And I think that this is a clear indication that you are an entrepreneur, feeling this sort of balance of anxiety and stress and worry, but compensated by just confidence and perseverance. And so I thought that if anyone else was going through this similar season that I find myself in, the topic of resilience is particularly apropos. And so I wanted to offer 5 things that you can do to build resilience in yourself, even when you feel like quitting, even when you feel like you can't go on. These 5 things have been so pivotal in me staying like happy and confident moving forward. And I have to say, like, I've been in business for, you know, about 15 years now for myself. And I can see very clearly that resilience trumps intelligence. Resilience trumps charm. Resilience trumps all of that, because a lot of times the people that succeed are the ones that just have like the grit and the chutzpah to keep going. And I feel like when we turn on social media and we see everyone's highlight reels, it feels like everything's great, right? It feels like everything is, especially kind of if you're kind of building your world outside of this like self-development space. I think the self-development space, like if you follow coaches and things like that, you get a lot of sort of the real deal of what it is like to build a business. But I find myself a lot in the this more B2B space, right? I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, and it's very rare that people are showing kind of the underbelly of what building business is like. And it sucks, like, a lot of the time. But I think that with the vision of what you want, right, your why being so strong, that putting in the work and kind of buckling down and going through these push seasons in order to achieve the dream business or the dream life or the dream impact that you want to make on the world, it is the price of entry. And I think that there's some competing messages out there that, yes, like, we should have ease and balance in our life and all of those things. But when you're pushing and pulling to bring a dream into life, that ease is going to go out of balance. And I am someone that covets my ease and my peace. I'm a Libra. I'm a peacemaker. I love to have peace in my life. But I recognize that, you know, the late nights and the stress and the working through problems and feeling uncomfortable is, again, the price of admission. And I can see the pattern in my own life. It's not always like this. I mean, this has been the past couple months, my feeling, but I can vividly remember moments where I do feel, truly feel peace and just so much joy for what I've accomplished and what I've built, but it ebbs and flows. And when things feel hard, it's usually because you're uncomfortable because you're dealing with something that is new. And so how do we build this resilience? So I'm going to offer 5 ideas that you can take into your own life. But these have things that have really, really helped me during this season and helped me to just stay focused on what's more important. Even the days when I literally just want to stay in bed and I'm so tired from working late nights and have to still deal with the kids and being a good mom and the house and all of the shit that just doesn't stop, right? So here are 5 things that can help you build resilience even when you feel like absolutely giving up. And the first is your mindset. So one thing that I've done is really worked over the years to figure out a way of meditation or mindfulness or what some kind of practice that connects with me. So for many years, I used the Headspace app to meditate, but it just never really clicked with me. I never really felt like it was working, so to speak. Like, I just couldn't get into the flow. It wasn't my thing. And I tried a lot of different meditation apps, all of this stuff. But what I have found that works for me is tapping meditation. So it's kind of a modality of meditation where you're more active. So you're like tapping at different like points in your body and connecting with some like affirmations. And for me, that holds my attention more. And so I've been doing it every night. I'm on for probably, you know, the past maybe 3 or 6 months. I've been doing it consistently, not every single day, but now I'm on like a 30-day streak with doing it straight without taking any breaks. And I can feel like taking that, again, it's just 5 minutes before bed. I have a little routine where I'm listening to my tapping meditation. I'm actually going to pull up my tapping app right now to tell you which it's called. It's called the Tapping Solution, which is a great app. And I would give it a try. If you feel like, it's called the Tapping Solution. If you feel like you don't connect with meditating, just like, you know, breathing and all of that stuff, you need something more active because as entrepreneurs, our brains are really busy. I would consider trying it's called EFT tapping is like the modality, but the Tapping Solution, there's like a free version of the app. What it does for me, I've cultivated this routine where I pop in my 5-minute app. It's only my 5-minute meditation. It's only 5 minutes. And then I go through the tapping. And then afterwards, I spend like another 2 or 3 minutes like stretching because I do CrossFit. I'm very like athletic and very active. And as I'm getting older, the stretching is just so important. So those 2 things are just like a 10-minute habit that I've instilled that connects me to this growth mindset every single night before bed. And it has made a huge difference because, I mean, I've dealt with so much crap, just like we all do, right? From all sides, like we're doing construction in our house and we've had so much trouble with like permits and all of this stuff. It's just a nightmare. And then on the business side, you know, creating new content for my accelerator, and that's just another pile of work, and contracts and new clients and onboarding issues and up to speed and really getting with some high profile clients that are really demanding. So it's really been a lot, and connecting with this mindset, this growth mindset every night before bed has helped me during the day in these moments where I feel just this anxiety. I fall back on this idea of, okay, like this is not, you know, this is not a roadblock, right? I'm only feeling this stress because I don't know the solution, but there is a solution, right? I just have to find the answers to the problem. And sometimes I'm feeling anxious because I know the answers to the problem and it makes me uncomfortable. But then I connect with this idea of every moment that you feel uncomfortable is also a growth signal. So every challenge that I'm seeing, I try to turn into a positive, and that's the growth mindset. And whether you think growth mindset and positive think is like mumbo jumbo or not, it quells my anxiety. So I would invite you to try to adopt the same. Like anytime you feel like a negative feeling or you think something negative, like stop yourself, have that be like a marker or indicator for you to challenge yourself to like flip the script and think like, okay, that's a negative thought. What happens if I thought the opposite? And just get curious. Why am I thinking that? So anyway, these small practices help me stay in a growth mindset, and also so helpful for having this before bed, because as I close my eyes, I'm thinking of positive things. I'm excited. I'm dreaming, but like, you know, I'm dreaming, daydreaming about the dreams that I have for my life and my business before I go to bed. And so I feel, you know, I sleep better and I wake up feeling more refreshed. So that is the first tip. The second is to find a support network. So in these moments where I like just wake up and feel like there are a lot of challenges before me and I'm very nervous because I'm out of my comfort zone, the support network that I've cultivated of other business owners that have been through the same, to like ask questions, to get recommendations of accountants and IP lawyers and all of these things that you may face in your business, has been unparalleled to anything else that you can do. Having other people to encourage you, like I can't even tell you, I have, you know, a handful of women who I really respect who are also pushing and pulling to bring their dreams to life. And when it's like a bad day or bad week, and having, you know, a voice note from your business bestie just encouraging you and making and reminding you of what a badass you are and how great you're doing is so important and way more meaningful than like a regular friend that's not an entrepreneur or your partner or your family doing it for you, because they may not understand what you're going through. So having real peers in your network is a game changer. And this is also something I want to just plug the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator, because I always come out of our Friday calls, and you can learn all about the accelerator, uglyventures.com/accelerator. So UGLI, uglyventures.com/accelerator. But I'm always so surprised when we have a call every Friday. And, you know, there's been times when, you know, some of the founders have come and really just had to unload about, you know, conflicts they're having, like with their parents or their partners or problems that they're having with team. And it's hard to talk about and get really good advice for people that are not going through it. And sometimes, you know, the answer, like, you know what the action is, just makes you uncomfortable and you need that support. So a support network is so, so, so vital for keeping you excited and refreshed and powerful and building that resilience to keep going. The third is self-care, knowing when to balance out work with rest. So here's a really good example. Like this, you know, this week I had to push through a couple of projects. And so I had, you know, two nights where I was up to, past 11, one, I was past 1 a.m. and I was working, and we all have experienced this. But I've gotten so much better with balancing it out, because my default mode is, okay, last night was till 1:30. I only had 4 hours of sleep. And then that was two nights ago. And last night it was like a negotiation with myself of, yeah, but if I just pulled another night like that, I can get X amount done. And I said, I had to force myself, but this is part of self-care. You cannot keep pushing yourself so hard. So if you have late nights, make sure that, then the next day is bed by 9. Like, you have to refresh and recuperate yourself, or else you're not going to have the power or the strength to move on. And I have this quote I want to share with you because it is so good. So it's from a blogger named Katie Reed, and I've never seen a quote like this before. So it really shook me. It says, "Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you." And of course that applies to everything, but I so connected with this idea of giving the best, because when you're refreshed, when you feel rested, when you feel taken care of, your clients, your customers, your stakeholders, investors, your family, your friends, you can give them the best of you. And that's what you want. And you want to also give yourself the best of you. Because if you show up the next day really, really tired, for example, you're not going to be able to think clearly with the goals that you want to execute or direct your team really well. You're just not going to have the capacity to do that. So taking that self-care, and it's a struggle for me. I don't get my nails done. I always want to. Some women are really good about, putting that in the calendar or getting their hair blown out. And everyone has their own priorities, but I find that it's a real struggle for me to find those moments in the calendar. But for me, my self-care, really the thing that I pay attention to is sleep, because that, yes, I want to schedule massages for myself every once in a while and getting my nails done and, go get my eyebrows done, but that seems to be a bigger struggle for me. Some other people, that's my top priority. I want to show up at my top, and I think that I respect that. I think that's great. But for me, the one thing that I know that I really can control well is the time I go to bed, because that is the biggest game changer. Yes, I like my nails done, but being well rested is going to actually really make me feel more confident, less scatterbrained, and just ready to slay the day. Number four, this connects a lot with the growth mindset, but number four is learning from your setbacks. And so this next quote, who I don't even remember who it's from, so forgive me, but this one I would get tattooed on my forehead, because it has given me the ability to act with grace and graciousness to myself. And it serves me very well. And the quote is, "There's no such thing as failing. There's only learning." And if you know who that quote is by, please put in the comments below, because I want to give it proper credit. But entrepreneurship, we should be failing all the time. That's how we learn, especially in marketing, for the love of God. Marketing only works by testing things out and failing. That's how we grow. That's how we know what content kicks off. That's how we know what landing page is converting. That's how we know what offer is resonating best with our audiences. It is just part, again, the price of admission. So having a mindset where there's literally no such thing as failure, it's only learning, I think gives you so much. It just gives you a pass for not berating yourself when things don't go your way and things don't perform or you don't get the results, because everything is a stepping stone. The only real failure is giving up. And as I said, most people fail because they do give up, right? And a lot of really successful entrepreneurs that you can hear interviews with will say the same. It's it's not because I was the smartest. It's not because I was the best at this. It's because I kept going. I just kept going. I love this idea too, because I feel like this, I've heard a lot of artists and musicians say the same. You know how you see some actors or musicians, There's so many talented people in the world, and artists or whatever. And there's a lot of people that are wildly talented and wildly intelligent, but just did not have the grit to keep going. And so we don't know their names, right? And it's not always the most talented people that like win the role, right? There's not the most talented artists that, you know, get everyone's attention. It's the ones that, you know, just keep going, you know, keep going, keep pushing, keep seeing what works. And then last but not least, number five is to celebrate wins, big and small. Now, this one I struggle with a lot. I always tend to do this thing where I say, okay, if I accomplish this thing, I'm going to like do this for myself. I'm going to buy this for myself. And this may, you may not resonate with this. Maybe this is just my own psychosis, but what happens is I like achieve the thing and then I don't get myself or keep the promise to myself. It's like a battle. And so just a couple of weeks ago, I was like, okay, if I close these two deals, I'm going to buy this for myself. And as soon as those two deals were closed, I was negotiating with myself to not give myself the reward. But in the end, that will do more detriment to yourself, right? If you want to keep achieving, for me, like I love a good goal and I love that prize at the end. And that could be like, you know, a glass of champagne. That could be getting your nails done or a massage or buying something for yourself or whatever it is. But what you're doing is you're kind of like training yourself and telling kind of your subconscious, like, good job, more of this. Keep doing this and you'll get rewarded. Just like the Pavlov's dogs, right? With the treats. You may like, there's a lot of very cerebral ways you can like talk yourself out of this stuff and say, you know, with use your intelligence to kind of say, no, okay, I don't need this, whatever. But in the inside, we are, you know, we operate so subconsciously that if we do, you know, keep those promises to ourselves is so important because we need to believe ourselves. Because next time you set a big goal for yourself, maybe in your subconscious, you won't believe that that reward is really what you're going to get. So keep promises to yourself, celebrate those wins. Really celebrate yourself because this is not, again, this is not hard. I mean, this is hard. This is not easy. Entrepreneurship really, really, really is hard. And I think a lot of us don't talk about it so much. It can feel lonely. That's why that network is there. But listen, like I'm at the house working from home. I'm alone, have a lot of Zoom meetings, but that community, you know, a lot of the work that we do is in isolation. So being able to have those friends to call and to send messages to, or to be in those venues where you have like masterminds or whatever, where you're talking with others, you know, it is essential. It's essential for your mental health. It's essential to keep you going and doing all of these things, right? Maintaining that growth mindset, that support network, as I said, implementing those, making sure you're taking care of yourself, right? So you can give the world the best of you. Taking that mentality that there's no such thing as failure, only learning, and then celebrating the wins and keeping the promises to yourself, rewarding yourself and keeping the promises to yourself. So I'm now going to, I like throw it to you now. Are you resonating with any of this? Do you have any, if you have difficulty with any of these five things that I mentioned, you know, for me, I said, hard for me to celebrate those wins. I have to force myself into get that self-care. But do you struggle with any of these other things? You know, do you have a really hard time getting that negative talk out of your head? Let me know. I would love to hear what you're struggling with and help maybe provide some more strategies and ideas, some tools for your toolbox to keep you going. Because we need you to keep going in your business and we need you to keep growing because the world needs your dream to come to life, right? Because you deserve it, right? You deserve to have everything you dreamed of. And part of me getting that and obtaining it is building that resilience. So keep going. Remember, I love to say this, you don't have to go fast, but you do have to keep going, okay? You've got this, and I'll see you back here next week for the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast.
You did it. You made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking around with me and listening all the way to the end. I really appreciate you as an audience member, and I hope that you found this helpful. If you did like this episode, it would mean so, so much to me if you subscribed, if you rate and review this podcast. It helps other people know that this podcast has something worth saying. It also would be super awesome if you could take a screenshot and share on Instagram and tag me at Ugly Ventures, UGLI Ventures, VENTURES. I am always so appreciative to hear from you, and I hope to see you back here next week